I'm Derek Cardwell, and this is the Knoxville Year in Review. Starting with the winter sports season, basketball made its first headlines when the girls traveled to Eldon to play Cardinal. Many people knew that Hannah Duncan was close to the 1,000-point mark, and she would get it in that game.
Throws it to Hannah, drives to the baseline, good! Hannah Duncan has joined the exclusive group of 1,000 career scorers. Her and Addie Duncan embrace at midcourt.
What nobody thought would happen was her breaking the single-game scoring record of 38 points, which stood well over 30 years by Tracy Flowers. Duncan blasted that record for 40 points and nearly outscored Cardinal herself.
She'll get it to, stolen away by Kearney. She just took it away. Here's Hannah Duncan going for the record, and she got it! 40 points for Hannah Duncan, the new single-game scoring record.
Also during the basketball season, it had been 25 years since the boys' basketball squad had made the state tournament. With an unbeaten record on the line and a game Keokuk squad trying to knock them off, Knoxville would close out the Chiefs and clinch its first state trip in a quarter century.
25 years is long enough! The Perfect Panthers will take their perfection to the well in Des Moines!
On the wrestling match, Reagan Roberts finally won his way to the state meet after just missing out a year before. He won an epic final in the district over the Williamsburg's Trent Davies. Roberts would get a rematch with Davies early on and stay, with Davies getting the better of Roberts. Serenity Turner became the first girls wrestler to qualify under the Knoxville banner when the Panthers started the new program. Turner would go on to finish third at 110 pounds. Moving on to spring, and it was a most productive spring for the Panthers as boys golf made state for the fifth straight season, with the Panthers finishing 11th at state. On the Blue Oval, the Drake Relay qualifiers and state qualifiers, as Kobe Higginbotham finished runner-up in the 110 hurdles and third in the 400 hurdles to highlight a great state meet for the Panthers. Janie Mosdem and Marley Cox qualified for the Class 1A State Doubles Tennis Tournament as district champions in Fairfield in the final spring tennis season. Kaylee Smith qualified for the state girls golf meet, finishing third at Edmondson. It was her first career state meet berth. Knoxville boys soccer qualified for state for the third time in program history with a 4-1 win over Perry in the sub-state final. The summer brought excitement around Panther Drive, but it was a trip to Dyersville in the Field of Dreams where likely the biggest highlight of the summer was as Knoxville and Pella Christian played their annual game on the Field of Dreams movie site. And Hollywood could have not have scripted a better ending.
Fly ball out to left center, and that will drop! And Knoxville wins the game, and it is a home run! A walk-off digger by Lincoln Norris ends the game!
As summer turned into fall, volleyballs, cross-country runners, and yes, girls' tennis would be some of the highlights. For girls' tennis, it was the first fall season, and the Panthers not only won the team conference crown for the second time in a calendar year, but also qualified players to state as Jordan Counts and Bridget Liston qualified for the state doubles meet. On the volleyball courts, Knoxville ran through the South Central Conference to claim the outright unbeaten title. And for the fourth straight year, Isaac Rankin qualified for the state cross-country meet and for the second straight year claimed an all-state honor. We're in the midst of winter sports right now with basketball and wrestling going strong and bowling is also getting started. Here's to a great 2025 for Panther Sports and even better 2026. For KNIA KLS Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.